May I ask Bishop to pray for the church?
Praise God. I just feel that God's speaking to us as a group, as individuals as well. You know, we started off and the message and it's just flowed and linked. Everything's linked together. No conversation has gone on between us. But the Spirit of God has done it again and again. And it's that same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in each and every one of us. And yes, we do give God praise and we give God glory for what He's done. But it's history now. It's yesterday. This is the day the Lord hath made.
Amen.
We shall rejoice and be victorious and be glad in it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Today's the day we fight the battles, not yesterday. Yesterday's done and won. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. Strasbourg was fantastic. Give glory to God. That's what we've done. Thanked Him for it. He kept us. But you know, tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's the day when we have to move into victory. But today we need to live in victory. You know, we need to know how to live in victory for the future. And some of us are prisoners to things that stop us from receiving the blessings of God. The devil uses different things to imprison you. Some people, it's alcohol. And it holds them back. Holds them in bondage. Seeks to destroy life. It's a killer. It's the Goliath in a person's life. A bottle. And it becomes a Goliath. Drugs. Pills. And they suddenly become a Goliath in a person's life. Money. Suddenly becomes a Goliath in a person's life. Can't live without it and can't live with it. Sex becomes a Goliath in somebody's life and destroys marriages and relationships and destroys lives along the way. We have AIDS because of it. Some people, it's a white stick, and it's not a piece of chalk I'm talking about. It's a cigarette. It's only what? Three and a half inches long. But it controls. It controls your life. It's Goliath that stands in front of you and says, light me. Because I'm going to destroy you. Alcohol. Bottle of alcohol. Drink me. If you don't, I'll destroy you. Drink me. These are the challenges that people face today. Sickness. Stands before you and says, I'm going to destroy you. But Jesus died upon a cross.
Amen.
For all my sickness and for all my diseases.
Amen.
And for all the Goliaths that come against me. And He said, I have come to deliver you and to set you free.
Yes.
You have to make the choice, like was said today. You have to talk to your Goliath. And you have to stand up against your Goliath. And you have to take stones against your Goliath. And you have to begin to throw them at your Goliath. Praise God. And
Amen.
As you begin to attack your Goliath will fall down at your knees.
Amen.
And you will be able to stand on him.
Amen.
Satan is underneath our feet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's the place God wants you to move to. What's your Goliath today? What's your Goliath today? Fear of losing things. Fear of not having enough money. Fear of not having friends. Controlled by drink. Controlled by cigarettes. Controlled by sex. Controlled by drugs. What is it, or Goliath? Today, come and face your Goliath. Come and face your Goliath. Come out right now. Face your Goliath and say, I'm going to deal with this Goliath. I'm not going to be controlled by Goliath. I'm going to do what David did. I'm going to take the word of God. And I'm going to run to this Goliath. He didn't just walk in fear and trembling. He ran in victory. He ran in victory in the anticipation that he's going to see the victory. Because he knew who his God was.
Amen.
He said he'd already killed the bear and the lion who were quicker than Goliath. Who do you think you are? Hallelujah. An ungodly man. And he ran to him. And he ran with what he knew he could use, and that's the word of God. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. He didn't come saying, I come to you with 5 stones in my bag. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel, whom you are cursing and defiling. You know, today, come on, face your Goliaths. Come out and bring your word of God and say, I'm going to destroy this Goliath. This thing is not going to control me. This thing is not going to control me. Alcohol, drinks, drugs, cigarettes, whatever it is, money, is not going to control me. I'm going to be set free in Jesus' name. Amen? Who's going to come out and stand and be set free in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Huh? You need to run to it. That's right. You'll be quick and run to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you got any cigarettes? You've a pretend one. Have you got any real ones? Well, get your real. If you're going to be true about this one and real about this one, and I'm doing it in front of everybody, because you need to do this, because this thing is killing you. I know you haven't got a bad chest, and this is killing you. God has delivered you, healed you from that spirit of alcohol, and he's brought you to life, and he's given you life. Now Satan's going to use a white stick to destroy you. Are you going to let him? Right. I'm going to help you try even harder. I want you to get your cigarettes. Come on, brethren. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you looking for yours, Lynn?
No.
Oh. I just saw her digging in her handbag. I thought you're looking for cigarettes as well. Glory to Jesus. Take one out. You mean to tell me that this can rule your life? I know it can. Thankfully, it's something that I never took up with. My father smoked, put me off. Put me off for life. Smoked a pipe. I thought, it blew smoke in my face till I couldn't see the TV. That did me. Never wanted to smoke. Oh, yeah, I tried one. And I thought, what do they see in this? God, dear. I know Bill had a challenge with it many years ago, didn't you? Would you like to light this? Why not, Bill? There you go. It's not in 1974. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and God has delivered him and set him free from all of those things. Amen? But this is a Goliath. You're joking. This is a Goliath? You mean this is strong, and this can control me? Have you seen this? That's how strong Goliath is. And people are controlled by that. Can you see what I'm saying? Just that stick is controlling thousands and millions of people's lives. Helen had a problem with it, didn't you? But Jesus came along, set her free. Amen? Where's Satan? He's underneath your feet. He's underneath your feet. Where's your Goliath going to be? No. I know, you have, and you're going to conquer this one, but we're going to help you with the word of God, you see. Mm-hmm. Satan is crushed underneath your feet.
I'm not afraid of him anymore.
No, I know you're not. And Goliath is going to be destroyed underneath your feet. And your Goliath at the moment is right at your feet. Mm-hmm. All you've got to do is stand on it and crush it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what. Do it, make him even bigger mess. It's all right. Make a bigger mess. That's it. Yeah. Make a bigger mess. That's it. Hallelujah. 30-odd pence a stick. Glory to Jesus. And it's crushed. Destroyed. You know, we need to pray for her. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Devil, that's what I think to you. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can. God's going to be your strength. You got to. He is your strength. He's your power. Now, when it, every time that you get that desire, right, you're going to challenge it. When that desire says, "Smoke me, come on, just light me and smoke me," you can say, "In Jesus' name, be gone." I bind that thought. I take authority over that thought. And I bind that desire and I tell that desire to go and leave me in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Come on, Jolly, you preach this message. Glory, you brought Goliath up, now you knock him down. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. That spirit of nicotine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the spirit, in the body, in the soul, in the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of God,
yep.
We declare we are victorious over nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
We declare our victory in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the Spirit of God to fill us in the name of Jesus. Be filled by the power of the Spirit.
Jesus'
Let
name.
The Spirit of God touch your body, your soul, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the river of God flow from your heart in the name of Jesus. Let a river of fire burn inside you in the mighty name of Jesus. From the throne of God, we declare a river of love, a river of life, a river of freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. And we free your mind, your spirit, in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise God, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We break that habit in Jesus' name, Father. We declare, God, freedom from this habit that would seek to bind her and then to imprison her and to destroy her life. Father, we rebuke that in Jesus' name. And Father, we rebuke that spirit of nicotine. And Father, we command it to loose her. Father, the desire for nicotine shall be taken from this body, O God. Lord, the mind shall turn it off, Father, but the Spirit of God shall move through her and flow through her. And Father, she shall know deliverance from this thing in Jesus' name. Father, that she shall receive the health and the strength that comes through the Word of God. And Father, she shall no longer be imprisoned and in bondage to that spirit of nicotine. But Lord, you will set her free and bring freedom, Father. And Lord, I pray that the peace of her heart and mind, Lord, shall cause her to grow in strength and in the power of the Spirit. And we bind the enemy who would seek to torment her. Bind the enemy who would seek to torment her mind and bring doubts and fears. And we'd say, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, be free! Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the mighty name of Jesus. And we demand, oh God, freedom and loosing from the power of the spirit of nicotine in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, begin, oh God, the process and cause that chest to be free. And Lord, let her breathe freely. And Father, let her know the breath of heaven upon her life. We ask it in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Speak to it. Command it to go. Talk to it. Tell it, you have no place in me.
I don't need it anymore.
You don't need it anymore. No place.
I've already Hallelujah. Planned to die.
Take the word of God. Amen. We ain't planning to die. We're planning to live, girl, aren't we?
I already planned to die,
yeah. Did you?
I had to do this.
You'd planned to do this today?
Well, to come out front and
glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. She'd already planned this. Well, you see, God had already got it planned as well. That's fantastic, isn't it?
It works with us all, doesn't it?
It works with us all the time. God has got a future for you.
Amen.
There's a great future for you. You've been rescued from death.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't just rescue you from death just to live a mediocre life. No, he means that you're going to live a life with fullness and strength and be an anointed child of God and declare the works of the kingdom of God.
I'm teetotal when I've done that.
Oh, no, God, you're doing great. Hallelujah. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Rejoice. Encourage her. Encourage her. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No, bless God. Hallelujah. Leave it there. We'll keep Goliath down underneath our feet for the time being. Glory to Jesus. Anybody else? Who's going to have victory? They mind looking away from me, Carol. I can see you. Don't hide like a child. I'll embarrass you as much as I want. I don't care. I don't have a problem with it. It's if you what you want to get rid of. You know? Do you want to move forward in God? Or do you want to stay captive to your Goliaths? Because I don't. I don't want to be captive to anything anymore. Only Jesus. Only the Word of God. Because when you see God moving, when you see God moving in people's lives and changing lives, and you just want to bless Him and you just think, I want to move on. I want to see more of God. I want to see the next steps that God has got for me. What's the next journey, God? You know, I read the Word of God. I seek God's face. What's next for tomorrow, God? It's a, you know, I said to you, the Word of tomorrow is a mystery. Do you know something? The Word of God is a mystery. It's a mystery how I'm saved. It's a mystery how God has set me free. But I thank God for it. The Word of God is a mystery, but it's when it's opened up to us by the Spirit, it reveals the power, the magnitude, and the presence and the might of God. And folks say, oh, I'm bored in church life. Well, do you know why you're bored in church? Because you don't know my Jesus. You haven't even spoken to Him today because you don't know my Jesus. My Jesus is never boring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's got something planned that I don't know. You know, He's got something excited planned. Hallelujah. It's the first time that Dam and I have preached together in that sense. Bless him, he worked so hard, he had to preach. He preached himself, and then I preached, and he preached what I was preaching. He worked so hard, bless him. But God was with us. And we thank God for that. It was a new learning curve for both of us. And we just enjoyed each other's company. And we enjoyed even more the company of Jesus. And the power of a risen Saviour, changing lives. And we were allowed to be part of it. You know, that's the wonderful thing, that God Himself allows us to be part of His work. So precious to me. And I'm so excited because, you know, there's much more, many more things that God is going to do. Are you up for it?
Yes.
Are you up for Romania?
Yes.
Glory to God. You know, and if you can't go, it's okay, but support us in prayer. And see the power of God moving, changing lives. Hallelujah. God is wonderful. Anybody else want prayer? No? Okay, we've got prayer requests. Is this Tracy? Ah, Tracy? Well, we've just put an end to this one already, Tracy. Really? See, God knows everything, doesn't He? He orchestrates every meeting. She's been having chest pains. Well, we've started the end of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brian, a friend of Ivy's, had a stroke. Some of you know that my father had a slight stroke this last week. He's in hospital at the moment. But he's in a good place. He's feeling good. He's much brighter and better. And thank God it's only a very minor thing. And we prayed with him and believing God for a complete healing. No trace. No after effects. Glory to God. I was talking to a lady who bought something from us off eBay this last week, and her mother had died, and been encouraging her and said that we'd been praying for her. But she has a daughter who is 1 year old called Agatha. And Agatha has had some form of type of heart murmurs, and she's only one. So I said we'd pray for her. And we'd pray that God would touch that heart. There'd be the right rhythms in that young child's body, and that that child will be a servant of God in the future. Amen? And, you know, this child's only one. He's not, he can't have done anything wrong. It's born in sin. And sin is the thing that causes everything to be go out of step with God. And God wants to minister health and strength to this young child. So we're going to pray for this family. Anybody else needing prayer? Glory to Jesus. Let's everybody stand. Let's lift our voices. Let's lift our voices. Everybody pray. Bring in the needs. You know, if you were sick, you would want people to pray. You know, you would want people to pray for you. Well, you start to pray for others and see God beginning to move in power. See God begin to move and change the destiny of people's lives. Hallelujah. Father, we bring these needs to you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bring Tracy, oh God, that Lord, you will complete that work in her body. That her chest will be totally and completely healed, Father. Praise your wonderful name. We give you thanks, Lord, that you've orchestrated this day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Hallelujah. And we just give you praise for that. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this man Brian, oh God. That, Lord, you'll touch his body. You'll touch him in his heart. And Lord, you'll cause him to know that there is a God in the earth. There is a God of heaven. There is a God who does great signs, wonders and miracles and answers prayer, Father. And we pray, oh Father, for this young baby. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You said, Lord, suffer the little children to come unto you. And Lord, we just bring this child before you right now. We just bring Agatha and we pray, oh God, that her heartbeat, Lord, shall be set by heaven. Lord, it shall be set by heaven right now. Lord, from the very throne room, Father, release your healing power and bring a heartbeat, Lord, that causes this child to live and not die and know the power and the glory of God flowing through her life. Hallelujah. For my Father, we give you thanks, O God, for your word that is flowing through him. And that, Father, your word is quickening him, giving him life and health and strength. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. And we bless your mighty name. We thank you, Lord, for the movement in Marie's sister. We thank you, Lord, for what is happening so far. Lord, we've not given up. Lord, your word, by faith, we declare, O God, health and strength into her body. We declare, O God, that her brain shall be quickened and that there shall be activity, normal activity, and that she shall know the power of God flowing through her very body, and that, Lord, your name shall change the things. Lord, the word of God shall change things in this situation right now. And Father, she shall awake and begin to receive strength in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare it. Hallelujah. We send the word of life to Africa in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Oh, I can get excited because I've got a God that makes exciting things. I've got a God that creates exciting things. Hallelujah. My God is an exciting God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Praise his wonderful name. May the power and the glory of God be seen amongst us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.